seek to forgive. I'm kind of singing to my dad's.
Uh-huh. Already. Well, give it a... Just read it to see if it makes sense first. My God, this guy!
I knew tomorrow. I'll miss your smile and your eyes of green. It will take a while to see what you've seen.
You're still alive in the universe's
dream. I hope your spirit flies.
Let it soar beyond what mystifies, beyond what should have been, beyond what's left to redeem.
If your daily quest was about right and wrong, with all its
unrest
and its
beauties along.
I like
it. Kind of poetic.
It is poetic.
Anyhow, this is just stuff that came up when, I don't remember when. And I thought I'd rewrite it and make it clear, but obviously you have a hard time with my
handwriting. No, that's okay. Oh, that's... Yeah.
So I don't know if we want to build on those ideas. I wanted to stay in the positive, like, to look at, you know, the story of life is about life and death, either way.
Yeah.
So if that was her path, and if what if that had been written? What if that was her fulfilling what she...
Yeah, I mean,
whatever her karma is, or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. I know it's yeah, exactly.
It's kind of tough, and that's why I'm saying I'm looking to forgive, because I'll miss you, but I certainly forgive that it happened this way. It's not something I want to.
Well, yeah, you're not gonna condemn
me angry with for the rest of my life.
Yeah. It's, you kind of want to let go and remember the good stuff, and I mean, there's no point in, becoming depressed yourself, and, you know, it's...
But the cycle, it also means that, you know, if you're not a material being, you can still be a soul. You can still shine your light, you can still... remind us, you know, like in whether it's in a sunset or it's whatever, there will be situations, whether for us or for Nick or for whoever, that, you know, those momentary times where you just go, oh darn, I miss this person.
Yeah.
Because something has happened that makes me.
I like the, I hope your spirit flies, that it soars beyond what mystifies, beyond what should have been, beyond what's left to redeem. Hey, what about what's beyond what's left to dream, not redeem?
We could.
I like the flow.
I'm saying her soul is alive in the universe's dream, because if we're looking at it from the, you know, the, do you know the Toltecs? I lent you that book. Did you read it?
I've started to read it.
It takes an hour to go through it, dude.
I know.
But
well,
anyhow, the idea is that what he's saying is life is just a dream. It's a series of dreams. You create your own dream. And you choose how you see things. You can ask 5 people what happened in a specific event, and they'll have 5 slightly different stories, because you always see it through your own prism. Mm. So... what if we're all part of the universe's dream? That was the intent when I wrote that. Just to say that, you know, we're all part of a bigger thing. Mm-hmm. Although we can't name it. I don't know if she was spiritual or religious.
And those would have been nice conversations to have. Like, and I didn't have those conversations either with her. Like, on, you know... It kind of feels like a lot of... unrealized things, you know? The what it could have been. So it's basically holding on to what we did share. I mean, the last memory,
her dancing out with that long cape. That cape that had like 2 tones whenever she moved.
Yeah, that's it. And that was like, I think, really kind of special, like, you know, and that thing of like, well, you know, at least we got that down. We could have done so much more, but at least.
Well, at least there was like a brief, there was some joy.
Yeah.
Like, we were able to, because no matter how long and freezing that day was, we all had fun.
That was, yeah.
We did. I mean, it's, even though, you know, most of us were idle for long periods.
There was
periods
a lot of,
I mean, the spirit of it was,
very, yeah, that's it. So, I mean, yeah, so that was nice to at least have that, you know, there was moments of, you know, good times, right?
Yeah, and so that's where I was going here. Like, I'm not sure. I just wanted to say, if you're always looking for whatever's right or wrong, no wonder you got lost, you know? That's what I wanted to say in the rest here. But we'll see in terms of structure. See, right now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, 10 sentences. So we need another 6.
Okay.
So we can develop that part.
So this would be like chorus?
This would be the chorus.
Yeah.
I think it's long enough for a chorus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's the real message.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope your spirit flies.
No, I really like this. I mean, I hadn't really gotten down to writing anything, so.
Plus, I didn't want to start with, you know, today's another dreary day and I miss you. And,
right.
You know, like, I didn't want to stay there, not for Nick, not for the kids either.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to show that there's worth in her life. And whatever decision she took because of her own world, because of her own dream. And it's an exit the same way that we're going to choose our exit whenever we're 135.
That's kind of a plan, yeah, my plan.
Well, see, so that's the point.
Yeah.
The point is...
That was my take on Philippa.
Oh, why did you stop?
I've been playing for the last 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. No, don't worry, it's all good. That's, so what were the...
My work is done, he says.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, because I mean, that's it, really. It's like...
So if we can build, like, basically what we need is another 6 lines.
Okay.
Anybody's feeling inspired?
How did you...
Yeah, so I'm looking at